Friday, June 11th. There was some discussion in the staff meeting this morning about the handling of the announcement of China trade because of the lifting of the 50% U.S. bottoms restriction, which most of our people didn't know about, and therefore Schultz at least felt it wasn't handled right with the unions. It turns out that Kissinger had been working on that, and that maybe it wasn't so bad as we thought it was. Question came up later with the president of the State Department coming up with the point that in the China trade announcement they wanted it to be said that the president, acting at the request of the Secretary of State, announces the following things. This absolutely horrified the president because, of course, this whole initiative was his decision and his push all the way with no concurrence by state at all. In fact, strong opposition from Marshall Green. And he was astonished that they would take that position. This is one more chink in the Rogers armor, I'm afraid. Late in the afternoon, Henry called a meeting with John Mitchell and me to express his concern on the Middle East. He's absolutely convinced that Rogers is engaged in a highly dangerous negotiating operation with the Egyptians that's going to be disastrous to us. He's not sure whether the president knows or doesn't know about it, but feels that in any event, the president's information is not accurate or complete, and that he is therefore being misguided if he's involved at all. And if he's not involved, he's being badly served by Rogers and his crew. As a result, Mitchell agreed that Mitchell, needed to meet with the president and put this problem to him. And we left it that he would try to do so. Tonight was the rehearsal and the rehearsal dinner, so the president was pretty much out of play for the afternoon and evening. End of June 11th.